take your Bibles tonight, look to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. Now, we've been dealing with each week one individual throughout this chapter as the Bible deals with them. But if you'll notice, up to this point, the Scripture has given us one or two verses for each individual, right up until we get to Abraham. And I am looking over all of this. When we come to verse 8, we'll read tonight through verse number 19 as we see how Hebrews chapter 11 deals with the faith of Abraham. And we're going to break this up. There's really too much material to really do the faith of Abraham complete justice if we did it just in one night. And so we're going to have to break this up into probably 3 weeks as we look at Abraham, but we'll take a little bit at a time. Tonight, I want to read these verses, and then I want to give you just some observations about the requirement of faith. What does faith require of us? And I'm going to take it from Hebrews chapter 11. In the next 2 weeks, we're going to look at the specific aspect and the specific events of Abraham's life as we consider the faith and all that was in what Abraham was going through. In verse number 8, we'll read down through verse number 19. I'll read as you follow along, please. The Bible does say in verse number 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, but because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one as him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Truly, if they had been mindful of that country as they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Again, several times here, verse number 8, the Bible says, by faith Abraham. In verse number 9, again it says, by faith he, speaking of Abraham. In verse number 17, again, by faith, Abraham. But tonight, As we consider this passage here in Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to consider the requirements of faith. And we'll make some application here, and then we'll be finished. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, as we pause for this moment, God, we need you. We long for you. We give ourselves to you, for you to use how you fit. And Father, tonight, as we go through this passage, as we consider what is required of our faith. God, faith is something that we really don't even fully understand as of yet. But Father, I pray that through these men and through these women that you have placed in your holy word, that we might learn, that we might see, that we might know what is required of us as we move ahead through our own life by faith. We just ask that you would help us through it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, as we consider this, you'll notice that in each of these that we have dealt with, each one has said, by faith. By faith. All of them have gone by faith. That word by there is actually a fairly important word, denoting that it is the agent or the instrument in which is being used. It is by faith. It is through that faith. It is with that faith. Faith is that instrument that is carrying them through their life. As I was reading through over the last couple of weeks, considering the life of Abraham, reading through Hebrews chapter 11, and you know, as we've already looked at and discussed many of these others, that Hebrews chapter 11 is really a summary of these people's lives. And I mean, we learn much from Hebrews chapter 11, but of course we would need to go back, and I've rather enjoyed going back and rereading the events of Abraham's life, seeing some things that I hadn't seen before, and learning some things that I either had learned and forgotten, or learning maybe for the first time. But seeing them, it's been exciting to me, and like I said, there's much that we need to get a hold of. But in reading through Hebrews chapter 11, I began to see some things that became clearer to me in dealing with Abraham, or God dealing with Abraham here in this chapter, that applies really to all of our faith. And it is very simple, that there are some requirements of faith. In having faith, the requirements are, they're not simple, but there is a demand, and that's what I want to say basically, is that in that requirement, there is the demand to do something. Our faith is not something that we can just sit upon. Amen? It is not something that we can just hold on to. Our faith demands us that as a right and as by authority, the idea of requiring something. You know, I could say tonight that, you know, every one of you, when you come to church next week, you're required to come with one shoe on your right foot and one shoe on your left hand. How many are going to do that? BJ. Anyone else willing to join? My mother will. Thank you, mother. Is that Braden? Braden will. Anyone else? You'll follow this requirement. Some of the other teens, Nick and Alec, Asher will. Good. Anybody else willing to fulfill the requirement? Miss Melba will. Wonderful. Anyone else? One shoe on your right foot, one shoe on your left hand. He's already done it. Hallelujah. Anyone else willing to fulfill that requirement? Now, what if I told you that if you fulfill that requirement, Brother Don will give you $100? Now, how many are willing to come for that? It is a matter of faith, yes. So I'm telling you tonight, you come to church next week. This is only for illustration purposes only. Aren't you glad I didn't say you, Brother Terry? Wouldn't matter. I'm always freer with other people's money. Amen. Amen. What a strange requirement, right? But all of you that said, hey, I'll do that, some of you did it just because it sounds fun. And you're a little strange, maybe. But upon what authority would I have to say this is a requirement? Now, we have some things that the Scripture requires of us as members of a church. We have in, you know, within our government. Our government requires us, if we're going to be recognized as a church, we must do and meet certain requirements. It's not much different when it comes to faith. The authority that faith has is God's authority. Okay? It comes in the one who is speaking. Okay? That is how that requirement works. There is an authority there. There is a call to account for something. Now, every one of these individuals, as we go through Hebrews chapter 11, all of them came by faith. They came through faith. Faith being that agent, again, that is causing them to do something. It's requiring something of them. Now, I want to read this, these first few verses here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8, again, for emphasis sake, and I want to make some comments on each of them. The Bible says in verse number 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should go after, receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now, I am assuming here that most of you will know the story of Abraham here. Again, in the next 3 weeks, we will explore the life of Abraham in greater detail. But tonight, I'm just going to go based upon Hebrews chapter 11 here. But the Bible tells us, by faith, Abraham was called of God. Now, what is faith? Faith, the Bible tells us in verse number 1, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So here is the basis of what, or the basics of what took place in the life of Abraham. God came to Abraham, he called him, and said, Abraham, I want you to follow me. I want you to leave your father's house. I want you to leave what you have been doing for your entire life. I want you to leave and put aside your own goals, your own desires. I want you to put aside all of those things and follow me. Now, in Genesis, the Bible reveals to us that Abraham was a wealthy man. He was wealthy. He had servants, he had cattle, he had all of these things. He was a successful man. And so God was asking Abraham to leave his successes to follow him. And the Bible says Abraham followed him by faith, not knowing, in verse number 8, the Bible says, not knowing whither he went. The first thing I want you to notice about the requirement of faith is that faith always requires an action. That's number one. Faith always requires an action. We talk sometimes in the matter of faith, and we do this. It is a matter of, it's not by faith until we do something. Amen? I mean, you know what I mean by that. We like to use the illustration from time to time. When you come in somewhere and you sit down, you are exercising faith. Okay? Because you were exercising your faith to say, when I sit down, this pew is going to continue to hold me. Right? So until you sat down, there was no proof that that chair was going to hold you. Sometimes, depending on the chair, depending on wherever we're going to sit down, maybe even a pew, that we look and we're leery. We say, I don't know about that. I'm not sure if that's going to hold me or not. And so we may say, you know what, I'm not sure, I'm going to stand. You say, well, I'm standing by faith. No, I'm standing upon what I know. I'm standing upon what I know. Faith always requires an action. It always requires an action. Abraham, follow me. Where are we going? Doesn't matter. Does that really matter? Abraham, follow me. And so that action there was Abraham said, okay, let's go. Now, I want you to notice something, though. When God called Abraham, and Abraham followed by faith, and while Abraham did not know where he was going, guess what God did? He told him something. He said, Abraham, I'll make you a father of many nations. Now, at this point in time in Abraham's life, he had no children. None. He said, I'll make you a father of many nations. You're not going to be able to even number them, because you're going to have so many heirs that it will outnumber the stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the earth. So many. Won't be able to number. And Abraham said, okay. You see, while faith always requires an action, number two, I want you to take note here that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8, the Bible says, by faith, when Abraham was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, a very simple word there that yet we find to be so complex. What did he do? He obeyed. He obeyed. And my goodness, it's so hard sometimes to obey. But faith, while it requires an action, the action that it is requiring is an obedient following. Faith always requires an obedient following. Now, here is in this, and I love the way the Bible deals with men and ladies in Scripture. Now, Abraham, we find he's here in Hebrews chapter 11. We know Abraham was a man of great faith. And while Abraham was obedient, Abraham did not always do what Abraham was supposed to do. And the Bible does not go to any length at all to try to hide Abraham's failures. It doesn't. As a matter of fact, it goes to great lengths to expose them. Can I just say this? That faith is not something that we always know 100% this is what I'm supposed to do. I Abraham was told by God, you're going to have a child. Abraham was old. He was old. Older than what he was supposed to be to have children. Sarah was old. Abraham took matters into his own hands. And Sarah said, hey, go to my handmaid. That's how it's going to happen. The only problem was that's not what God said. Among other problems with that. And it caused some great problems in doing that. And our faith, again, it doesn't just require an action, because if it just required an action, then we could say, oh, hey, Abraham was right in that, doesn't it? But if it just required an action, God said, I'll make you a father of many nations. Abraham acted. And he acted by faith. God's going to do this. And lo and behold, Hagar, she's pregnant. Here comes Ishmael. And God says, no. I told you, Sarah. Oh. You see, faith requires an obedient following. Now, in much of this, Abraham was completely obedient. If he wasn't, the Bible wouldn't say he was. And so in the going out into a place which he should receive, or after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. The Bible says in verse number 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Now I want you to notice something here. We're talking about by faith. Abraham's moving by faith. Abraham followed God by faith. He obeyed God by faith. But he also pleased God. Now check this out. I love this. Go back to verse number 6. The Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently. What's that word? Seek him. In verse number 10, the Bible says, for he, what's that word? Looked. He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker, is God. You see, faith requires an action, requires an obedient following, but faith also requires a searching. Let me ask you something. Are you searching for God's will for your life? We're talking about God's will. Abraham, he was here. He was successful. He had money. He had pretty much everything you could ask for. He was lived close by his family. The only thing Abraham didn't have was children. It's the only thing. But everything else, Abraham pretty much had. Faith required an action of him. It was to follow. He obediently followed, but in his following, he continued to search. He continued to search. Now here's, and this is really such a simple definition, But it's really a good one. When we think about searching and seeking and looking, well, it's to look over something or through something for the purpose of finding something. Isn't that awesome? When we look, the Bible tells us faith requires a searching if we're going to please God. Notice again, verse number 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God, and we've already gone over this verse, must believe that He is God, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. What was Abraham doing by faith? He was looking for a city. He was looking for a city that had foundations. He was looking for a city, the Bible says, whose builder and maker was God. And if you look down, verse number 15, we're going to drop down. We're going to go over these others here in the next couple of weeks. But notice it says, and truly, or look at verse 14. He says, and they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now, they desire a better country. That is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed of God, for He hath prepared them, or for them, a city. He's prepared for them a city, and it's a heavenly city. Abraham may not have known it at the time what he was actually looking for or what he was searching for, but his faith required that he searched for something, and something that was that of God. He said, God called me, God has brought me here, and my faith is requiring me to search. Can I just tell you something? That our faith tonight requires an action. It requires an obedient following. It requires a searching. I'm going to tell you, the only place you're going to find God is right here, in the Word of God. You want to find out who He is, what He's all about, you're going to have to spend some time here. You say, well, can't I just go out and lay in a field somewhere and just look up at the stars and maybe count them, and God will maybe just talk to me? I have faith. Well, you could, except God's already told us He speaks through this. Now, hey, I will tell you, there's an amount of faith that is required to take this Word of God and to trust that it is the Word of God and to know that it is the Word of God, that God is going to speak to me through it. There's much faith required. There's a call to action to read. And I must be obedient in it. And as I'm in it, I must search. Oh, I can search. And I can search. Now, the Bible tells us, who can know the mind of the Lord? For His ways are not our ways, and our ways are not His ways. And I will tell you, there are times when I've sat down and said, Lord, I don't understand that. But You said it. I'm gonna give you one that I don't have a full understanding as of yet on this. I think I know, but I'm not ready to reveal what I know. If you have an idea, tell me. And it's right here in chapter 11. It says in verse number 10, for He looked for a city who hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now I get that. Therefore, verse 12, sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. There's one little phrase here in verse number 12. Again, I think I know. I'm just not settled on it yet. But one little phrase there where the Bible says, and him as good as dead. Now, I can say this, and I will say this. Every one of us are as good as dead. And what I mean by that is we're going to die. One day, the Bible tells us it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. It's coming. It's going to happen. As good as dead, it's going to happen. But here, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. Now, we'll make a connection here, and then we're going to close. My thought initially is that it is connected, verse 12, connected to verse number 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and that he had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. I think it's connected. Okay? But we'll make some more application in the coming weeks. So what does faith require of us? Faith always requires an action. I have faith, and so therefore I do. Faith also requires an obedient following. I have to follow the Word of God. And in following the Word of God, faith always requires a searching, again, of the Word of God. To know what God says. Faith requires all of that. And we see that demonstrated in the life of Abraham and these others as well. Let's bow for prayer, shall we? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one's looking around, and I ask a question before I pray. Where is your faith? Now, I know our faith fluctuates. It goes up, it goes down, it's all around sometimes. But what is your faith calling you to do? What's it requiring of you? Are you willing to obediently follow? And are you willing to search? Faith requires that of us, of me, of you. Why don't you just come and tell God you're willing. Father in heaven, you're so good to us. God, just as you allowed Abraham to make decisions and they weren't always the right ones, you afford us the same opportunity. Father, tonight, by faith, may we be called to action. May we obediently follow as we search your holy word to know what you would have us to do. We know that the call for Abraham was the call for Abraham. God, I'm convinced tonight that you have a specific calling for me, as well as each and every one of these people here tonight. And I pray that we would just exercise our faith. We wouldn't get too far ahead of you without searching first. To know that what it is. To be moved by faith. May we do your will.
Jesus' name I pray.